Rosh Chodesh Teves, 7th day Chanukah, Sunday the 29th of December, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau. Why don't we keep 9 days of Chanukah? One presumes in Chutz La'aretz. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored anonymously.
So as we said, we can speak today about why don't we keep 9 days of Chanukah? Why shouldn't? That's a good question. This question already is raised by the Rishonim. This question is raised by the Rishonim. The Abu Dhan brings it B'Shem Ba'aloitim. And it brings B'Shem Ba'aloitim, why don't we keep Chanukah the same like we keep Sukkot? So statement, why the same like we keep Sukkot? What has to do Chanukah with Sukkot? So we do find a big connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. There is the Rikach brings a certain medrash that says that Chanukah we do 8 days because the most days that we find that we celebrate the Yom Tov is 8 days of Sukkot. Mimela we also celebrate Chanukah 8 days. So we do see Poreh Chag, what Bishamay say. Bishamay say we do Keneged Yomim Hayoitzi, right? Beisilel say Mali Bakoidesh, one reason. Beishamay say Poichas Voilech. What is one of the reasons in the Gemara? The Gemara says one of the reasons is because Keneged Poreh Chag. Poreh Chag of who? Of Sukkot. In Sukkot we come and do 70 Porim. The same thing we also come and do over here. Poichas Voilech. We go down. That's according to Bishamay. We do find a connection Sukkot with Chanukah. We do find a connection. So therefore, we understand what is exactly the connection, I don't know. But we do find a connection. Mimele, we understand why the question raised from Chanukah, like Sukkot. Sukkot we keep an extra day in Chutz La'aretz, because fake the yom. The same thing also here, we should keep an extra day, the last day, probably. So that's when we start the question, we should straight away say, one of the things that we find in the Mishnah. The Mishnah comes and says, "Am shisho chodoshim hashluchim yoytzim." The 6 times a year where the shluchim go out. That means in the times of Chazal, the times before the times of Hillel. That's Hillel Anosi, that's the grandson of Hillel HaZaken. And he came and was metaken the moilodos. Now there's a big machloikis already what we find already in the Achroin, in the Poiskim. When exactly they started to be metaken the moilodos? They went to be mekadesh al pi. Zman Kavua, what we have today, a calendar. When did this happen? For the Rambam is Mashma, that from the times of Abaya and Rove, then they stopped counting Al Pi Areyeh, they stopped counting and celebrating Al Pi Areyeh, then they started to follow the calendar. Abaya Rove, including Abaya Rove, not including Abaya Rove, this is a big question. But definitely there was, in the second generation of the Amoraim, there was still Mimekadosh Al Pi Areyeh. Now, Al Pi Areyeh means that they would come to Beis Din, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah comes says, we didn't know if it's a Chodesh Mole or Chodesh Chosar, and they would come and say, we saw the renewal of the moon, we saw the moon, and later they would come and say, Mekudesh, 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 and Beis Din would Mekadosh the Chodesh. Once we come and we have a regular calendar, what Hillel was Metaken, Hillel Azoken, Hillel Hanosi was Metaken. So we have in Ochoname the months. Now the months, because we have the year, we have 365 by her solar year, but in the lunar year we have 354. Now we have to divide it into 12. Now we can't divide it into 29 and a half. So we do one full month, that means 30 days, and one 29 days. And we mainly, that depends in Ochoname, how do we look, if it would be in Ochoname or Mole, right, the last month. So, we're living in Chutz La'aretz, let's say it's Bizman that we're Mekadosh Al Pi Areyeh, and we don't know what exactly would the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael decided. The Shluchim don't come here, it takes them at least a few weeks to come, and we mainly, we don't know what they decided. So we don't know when to keep Sukkot. If to keep Sukkot on what we call Tisvav, or to keep it in the Zion, why? Because could be we counting that Elul was a chaser. There was only 29 days. So if Elul was 29 days, we started to count Aleph. We started to count Aleph, and really Aleph was still Lamed. So when we come to Tzvov, Tzvov is really Yudalid. And therefore, we have to count an extra day in the end of Sukkot. The same thing in Pesach. The same thing in Pesach. So in Chanukah, the same thing. And the Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chodoshim Ashluchim Yoitzim. One of them is Al Vekisev Al Chanukah. So Chanukah, we see that they actually went out also to come and to announce that Chanukah is there. So Bizman Abayis, they kept 9 days, or they didn't keep 9 days. Why shouldn't they keep 9 days? Back to our question, why they shouldn't keep 9 days in Chutz Lavetz. So Pashtus, we can say the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara comes and says, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, about Ibu HaChodesh, the Gemara comes and says that how long takes them to get to Chutz Lavetz? It takes them 2 weeks. But when is Chanukah celebrated? We start Chanukah in Chofei. To Chofei, they got there. That's another answer, but we find that the Rishonim don't answer this answer because we understand that sometimes they actually didn't get there, even the Chofei. No, so Shavuot is not a raya. This is famous because Shavuot, they actually knew it's 50 days from when? From Pesach. And we see that Shavuot, they kept 2 days, and this is a Novi Goethe, the Chassam Soifer, the famous Chassam Soifer, yeah. Sorry? Ah, sorry, the Shavuot, yeah. Shavuot is in Nochonamah, Shavuot is in Nochonamah, the Chassam Soifer speaks about it. Shavuot is more chomor, is more severe than any other Yom Tov, because we see that they actually knew the Cheshbon, they knew exactly when it was, because it's 50 days from when? From Pesach. It's 50 days from Pesach. And they knew in it's Pesach. The Shluchim came already, and they knew them to celebrate. So why do we keep it? So that's the Chassam Soifer concept. But the question is about the day of Chanukah. Why shouldn't come and do it 9 days? So let's go back to the Abu Dreham. The Abu Dreham comes and says, very simple, you know why? Chanukah is midrabbonon. What is Sveika de Yoime? Oh, Sveika de Yoime is a Sofik de Rabbonon. We know the rule is, the Gemara in Beitze and Daf, Gimel on the base, the Gemara in many, many places in Shas, Sveika de Rabbonon is Lekula. And we mainly go Lekula. Just a little bit of a question, what bothered me is that when we have, if we go by the Cheshbon of the months, when we have a month that is, for example, Adol, or we have, for example, Elul. So they are always, if you come and look at them, they are chosel. So that's why we have to come. If the Bezi will mekadesh it, will be Mole. And that's why our Cheshbon now is, instead of Tzvov, it's really Yudalet. Right? This could be it was a chosel. And that's why you have to come and add another day. But as we know, Cheshbon is sometimes Mole, sometimes chosel. Right? So that means some years we're going to have to come and keep Chanukah a day earlier. Sometimes a day later. Because if we don't know what Bezdin decide, and that's fake in the Yoimah, because we don't know what Bezdin decide. So if we don't know what Bezdin decide, we have to do. If they, we have a Chodesh Mole today when we know, yeah? So if we have a Chodesh Mole, we have to come and add a day. But if we have a Chodesh Chosav, a Chodesh only a month of 29 days, we should come and start a day, because maybe Bezdin would come and do it into a Chodesh Mole, right? Even the Kaddish, the Chodesh, will turn it into 30 days. So we actually have to come and go to the other way around, to start the day earlier. So, we still have a bit of a problem, we didn't see anyway. How exactly would light the menorah? Every day, two different menorahs, one day, this is the... okay, that's... I didn't see anyone dealing with that. How exactly would light the menorah that day? So let's go in the Hanamah to this teretz of Sofik de Rabbonon Lekula, because this is not so simple, because we do find a modcha. The Modche in Megillah, the Modche says that why don't we keep the same question, right? Purim. Purim. Why don't we keep 2 days Purim? We do keep 2 days Purim, but that's one is for Prozim and one is for Mukofim. But Prozim, we should do a Chutzlah, it's 2 days, right? Also, you done Nasa Tezvav. So why don't we keep 2 days Purim? So the Modche says, because it says Velo Yavor. It says Velo Yavor. One is a lo yavor. It says over there, liyeh is hayomim mo'ele, right? Hayomim mo'ele niskorim v'nasim. It says, velo yavor, you cannot come and add another day on Purim. So what's much more? If not this reason of velo yavor, not to come and add another day, we'll actually come and add another day. 1 second, it's a sofek de rabbonon. If you tell your sofek de rabbonon, you don't have to come and to be machmir. You don't have to add another day. Because it's a sofek de rabbonon, this is a velo yavor. So, many Achonim ask this question, and they say because in Purim we know it's a special thing. It's a Divrei Kabbalah, what it's called. On Chanukah we don't have one of the Sfarim on Tanakh. And Megillas Esther, the Gemara says, it's Metame Sayodayim, not Metame Sayodayim, but it's one of the Chavdalet Sfarim. It's one of the Sifrei Tanakh, and that's why it's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's similar to the Raisa, and that's why we're more machmir in Megillah, of Megillas Esther, to come and to do it 2 days, if not the reason of Eloyavar, then to come and to add Nahanah. But we do find also in, it's not so simple, because let's go back into this idea of Sofek de Rabbonon. And this has to do very, very much with Chanukah, because the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Sugya of Chanukah, and the Gemara is there, Daf Chof Gimel, the Gemara comes and says, we say every night, two brachas, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kideshonu, Bemitzoyso, Vetzivonu, Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. And then Shasa Nisim. What do we say? Asher Kideshonu, Bemitzvoiso, Vetzivonu. He commanded us. Who commanded us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where exactly? Lehadlik Ner Chanukah? Where exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us Lehadlik Ner Chanukah? That's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers two different terms. Oh, because we know the pasuk Leisosu min adavar sheyoyim ulecha yoyim min osmoil. Oh, shalov yichav yaget choskeinecha v'yayim ulam. What the pshat Leisosu? Because when the Chachamim tell you something, you have to follow what the Chachamim tell you. And to listen to what the Chachamim tell you, this is a din deiraisa to listen to what the Chachamim tell you. Right? The Torah tells you. What the Chachamim tell you, Leisosu min adavar sheyoyim ulecha, who's yoyim ulecha? The Chachamim, what they tell you, Leisosu from that. And that's what the Rambam, in the beginning of Ilchus Mamrim, in Aloha Aleph, in Aloha Beis, in Ilchus Mamrim, the same thing as Sefer HaMitzvos, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, he understands that this din of the Rabbonon, every the Rabbonon, what they come and tell you, it's really a Dairaisa. Why? Because if someone violates the words of the Rabbonon, first of all, is the word of the Rabbonon, what's going to be? He's going to come and really, he's going to be over, he violates our Dairaisa, because it's an Atera Loisosu. And he's not following the Torah, because the Torah tells you don't not listen to what the Chachamim tell you, right? Don't remove from the words of the Chachamim. And he actually did remove, so this is really the Daraisa when he's not listening to the Chachamim. And that's what the Ramban is asking on the Rambam. If you tell me that Leisosu is a Daraisa, and every word what the Rabbanon say is a Daraisa, so why do we know this famous rule we just spoke about, Sofek Daraisa Lechumah, Sofek de Rabbonon lekule. Really, every Sofek de Rabbonon should be also lechumah, because every Sofek de Rabbonon turns into a Sofek de Raisa. That's a famous question of the Ramban in Shoresh Aleph, in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Ramban himself says a teretz what all the Achorim answer. But he says, don't answer this. This is the Zohar Rokia, the Tashmetz, they say that Heim Homu Veim Omu. Who decided that? What is it, the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon tell you, don't do this, yeah, don't eat psar oif with milk. Basar oif, chicken with milk, basar v'cholav is only min ha-Torah, meat and milk. But with the Rabbanon, we also make psar oif together with milk. So if you have a sofek about it, should be mutar. If you have a sofek the Rabbanon, should be mutar. Sofek in yayin, stam, the Rabbanon, it should be mutar. The Rabbanon told you, in the Sofek we didn't tell you what to do. What means Loisosu? Literally, Loisosu means do not remove from the words of the Chachamim. I don't remove from the words of the Chachamim, I could say. But I have a Sofek. The Chachamim told me, when you have a Sofek, we didn't say a word. So whatever I done, I didn't remove the words of the Chachamim. To remove from the words of the Chachamim is, they say A, and I didn't do, I did B. But over here they didn't tell me what to do. When I have a Sofek, they themselves told me, the Chachamim themselves, they told me, when you have a Sofek, what we said, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Because we don't say our words whenever you have a Sofek. So therefore, Sofek de Rabbanon is lekula, because, you know, so far, there is an interesting Nesivus. The Nesivus says that if a person, for example, he went to the shop, went to the butcher, and he sold him a piece of meat, or whatever it is. He went to the restaurant and he ate. And then he finds out what he served them was non-kosher. And let's say it was Isurei Doiraisa. This was Neveles or Treifes. He feels disgusted, right? He's not enjoying it. He wants to throw up. It's like, and he goes home. And he comes back the next day. He says, I want back my money. and the shopkeeper, whoever it is, he has to pay him back the money. But what if he came and he was served Isurei Derabonon? That's as we said before in the Yayin, that's a stam. I think they're only prohibited mid Derabonon. What's going to be the din? He doesn't get back the money, says the Nesivus. Why? Says the Nesivus because he was not over Aveire at all. Why? Because when he came and he ate whatever it is, he done the Aveire, it was Beshoigeg. Right? It was accidentally. He was not deliberately. Beshoigeg, when a person is over the Derabonon, Beshoigeg is not called over Aveire. Why? Because what is a Derabonon? The Derabonon is to come and to listen to the words of the Derabonon.
Seller.
Huh?
Seller is amazing.
I'm not aware of a seller. I'm talking about he has to pay him or not. The person was not over Aveire. Mimele, the person was not over Aveire. He doesn't have to come. He was not machshir on Aveire. He doesn't have to pay back the money. Why? Because the point is that the Rabbonon to listen to the words of the Rabbonon. To listen to the words of the Rabbonon. I always listen to the words of the Rabbonon. I accidentally ate something that the Rabbonon told me not to eat. But this food, let's say this yain stam, this yain nesef mi the Rabbonon, Be'etzem v'deiraisa, this is mutar. Be'etzem v'deiraisa, this is okay to drink. Well, just the Rabbanon told me not to drink it. This itself is not also. The word of the Rabbanon, that what I can't come and violate. I didn't violate the words of the Rabbanon because I had no idea. I had no idea what the Rabbanon said. And we mainly, that's what we always say, that Sofek the Rabbanon is the kulet, the words of the Rabbanon. That's the klan. Now, we do find, and this is a yesod that we find many times, because there's a Turei Eved. The Turei Eved comes and asks an interesting question about this whole idea of 9 days of Chanukah. The Turei Eved is in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Turei Eved comes and says, what's going to be, why we say over here Sofek that Budream brings down, Rishonim when we say this Teretz, why don't we keep 9 days of Chanukah? Because Sofek the Rabbonon is the Kula and Chanukah is only the Rabbonon. He says, if you think about it, the first day of Chanukah, right, he should have come and kept, let's say, Chof Dalet. We have a Sofek, right? What's our doubt? We have a Sofek if it's Chof Dalet or Chof Hei. So we don't keep Chof Dalet, we do Chof Hei. Now, but he says, now the last day, we also have a Sofek. And we also don't keep. He says, we know there is a Ran. The Ran in Psochim says, on the Gemara. The Gemara, the very famous Gemara, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches in Psochim, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a member of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that there is many mitzvahs in the night of Leila Seder. Some mitzvahs are the Rabbonon, some mitzvahs are the Reiser. Right? The mitzvahs are the Reiser, we know, Bizman Hazeh is Achilas Matzeh, Sipri Tzitz Mitzrayim. But the Rabbonon, Bizman Hazeh Mor is only the Rabbonon. And Arba Koises. Arba Koises is the Rabbonon. Now we have to do Haseve, right? You have to lean when you're drinking the 4 cups of wine. So the Gemara brings a memre of Rav Nachman. When do you have to lean when you're drinking cups of wine? So the Gemara brings one memre, the first 2 koises. Another memre, says the Gemara. No, and the last 2 koises. And the second 2 koises. So the Gemara, we do all 4. We do all 4. Comes the Ran. He's asking a good question. He says, one sec. The whole din of drinking wine, dalet koises, is the Rabbonon. So let's say I come to the first 2 koises. I come to the first 2 cups of wine and Leila Seder, I say, one second, this is a Derabonon. Do I have to do a save or not? I have a Sofek, right? I don't know. So Sofek Derabonon, Lekule. Okay, I continue to drink normal. I come to the last, the second 2 courses, I should come and say the Cheshman. I don't know, maybe yes, maybe not, a Sofek Derabonon. So Derabonon, Lekule. No, I don't have to come and do it all. So the Ran says 2 different terutim. He brings 1 terut that, if you can, why not? Why not? And another time says the Ran, because when you oiker the whole takone, we don't say Sofek Derabonon Lekula. That means, over here, if we will come and say, okay, the first 2 courses I don't need to because Sofek Derabonon. The last 2 courses I also don't have to because Sofek Derabonon. We're going to come and uproot the whole Derabonon. No one's going to do any Haseva, not on the first 2 and not on the last 2. When you're uprooting, no one's going to do any Derabonon. Of this takon of the Rabbonon of doing Hasev and Dalet Koises, we don't say Sofek Derabonon Lekula. Comes the Mishnah Melech in Ilchus Megillah, in Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Aleph, and he asks a question. L'chore, we find the Ran says a little bit different. When? If we have, we know, Rozim, when they relay the Megillah in Yud Aleph. Mukov Eschoimo, they relay on Tezvov. What if we have a place, we have some place in Eretz Yisrael, where we have a Sofek? Sofek, Mokofa Yischoimon Moish Yeshua Binu. We have a Sofek if this place is surrounded at the wall from the times of Yeshua Binu. What will be the Din? Says the Ran, we lean on Yudalet. One sec. According to the Ran, we should lean on both, right? Because Yudalet, I'm saying, it's a Sofek. It's a Sofek de Rabbonon. Sofek de Rabbonon Lekule. So I don't have to come today. Now, the second day, we should come and say the same thing. Sofek de Rabbonon. And what the Ran says, when we want to cancel, to uproot, oikir, the whole takone, we don't say this rule of Sofek de Rabbonon Lekule. And we're going to have to keep both. We do all four courses. So over here, we should come and do all both days of reading the Megillah. And over here, the Ran says only Yudalet. So you see, because Roiv of the world, right? He says, even if you say Sofek Hashok, who says the Mishnah Melech, we also over here going to go by Yudalet. Why? Because over here, you're not Oikir the Takone, he says, because over here, you have many other people in the world that read the Megillah. Some on Yudalet and some on Tezvav. You're not going to come and offer the whole Takone. But we do see over here in the Ran, two different points. We see first of all that he is treating basically Purim as a Derabbonon, right? The Ran and the Mishnah Melech. And not like we said before in the Purim, we can't ask from the Modche because the Modche says, oh, it's a Divrei Kabbalah. We're treating it as a Derabbonon. And second of all, we see a very interesting point when you come and you mevatel, or as we call it, the Lashon of the Ran, you're Oiker, the Takona Derabbonon, we don't say something Derabbonon Lekule. And said, according to this idea, when we have a Sofek de Rabbonon, and but if you will follow the Sofek de Rabbonon, Lekule, we're going to be more lenient about it, you're going to be Oikad Ol Takon, and we don't say Sofek de Rabbonon. So let's go back to Chanukah, says the Turei Yevet. If we take this idea, and we take this idea, and we take it to Chanukah, that whenever we have a Sofek de Rabbonon, and we're going to follow the Lekule in the Sofek de Rabbonon, we don't say Sofek de Rabbonon Lekule. Over here, Chof Dalet, we have a Sofek. And we have a Sofek when? If it's Chovdal, the Chofei, and also the last days we have a Sofek. And over here we say, no, you do Lekula, you don't come and light 9 days. You mevatel one day of Chanukah at all. Right? You mevatel the whole day of Chanukah. And you oikir the whole Takona of Chanukah. And that's what the Torah even states with the question. Because you mevatel the whole days. So it could be to understand this thing, I'm thinking maybe, how do we look at Chanukah? Chanukah is a unit of 8 days, or Chanukah is 8 different units of separate days? How do we look at Chanukah? Chanukah is separate days, or how? Maybe if you're going to look at Chanukah, it's 8 days as one 8 days, so maybe then we're going to come and say that, well, no, then maybe we don't mevatel the takon of Chanukah because we have 8 days of Chanukah. We don't look at it. If it's separate days, every day is a separate mitzvah, so then we could come and say, okay, now you mevatel one day. But if you're going to come and say, Nochanamah, that, well, no, it's every day is it's one a part of a big, something bigger is 8 days of Chanukah, so then maybe we're not going to come and say it. But I found the Lashon of the Roikeach. The Roikeach says, the Lashon of the Roikeach is, the following. He says, he brings over here the Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gilyon Hashas, Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel. He says, this is these words, Ayin Roikeach, the Roikeach is Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Achrei Shehigdim, the Kol Mitzvah Shenigmeres Miyad, Mevorchim Be'al, right, there's some mitzvahs, more at the beginning of Pesachim, says some mitzvahs we do al, and some mitzvahs we do le had dikne Chanukah, right? And you say, al netilas lulav. Some mitzvahs we do al, some mitzvahs we do le. What is the difference? You can do with the shliach, without the shliach. There's many, many terutzim in the Rishonim. But one of the terutzim in the Rishonim, when we do al, when we do le, depends if it's a mitzvah that is continuing, or a mitzvah that you done it and that's it. Moshe, b'dikas chometz, how we do? Al Bdikas Chometz. Why? Because it's actually a little bit, it's starting now, and you're going to finish it when you burn the Chometz the next day. So then you do Al. A mitzvah that's continuing a little bit more of a, so the same thing he says over here, Achrei Sheidi Bekol Mitzvah, he's talking about the Rikeach, Shenigmeres Miyad Mevorchim Be'al, let's finish it straight away, V'sheyesh Lo Meshech Ve'eino Nigmeres Miyad Mevorchim Be'lamed. That means it has a little bit of a more of an extension, we say Le. Kosav lehadlik ner shel Chanukah. המאדרים מוסיפים כל שמונו, הרי יש משך ואבק עם מצווה אחס. עד כאן לושן הרויקח.
If somebody beoidus couldn't light the first days, and then he can get it light later,
actually, there's a motche. The motche comes and says in the day in Shabbos, and Simon Reish Samaches, he brings the Shem the Maharam Merotenburg. And if a person lo hidlik lailo, if a person didn't come and light one night, says over there, lo yadlik shuv. And why are we repeating his words? Because on his words, there's a machloik is what he means. What means lo yadlik shuv? So actually, the Shilta Giboyrim over there in Shabbos, in Sifkot Nehi, he says, lo yadlik shuv. Chanukah at all. That's it. The whole of Chanukah is unlike. The Beis Yosef brings him down and Simen Tov Rejayim Bez and he brings B'Shem Tshuva Ashkenazis. This he means B'Maram Merotenburg. He said, no, Loyalik means that night. That night he shouldn't be Madik, but if a pastor that night, what the Pshat? But in Ochaname he says that he couldn't come and repeat it the next day instead of the day of yesterday. So we can kind of think about, we can bring guys, is it like Sfira Soimel? Right? Or it's not like Sfira Soimel. We do find a few, I think that's going to be the machloikas of it in the words of the Montre. In Ochaname, if we look at it in one day, or look 2 days. But if we look at it in a unit of 8 days, we could come and answer the Shaila of the Turei Even. We could come and answer the Shaila of the Turei Even. Just to mention that the Minchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Shin Aleph, he actually brings down that Bizman Hazeh Sveiket Rabbonon, we do only 8 days. But he says, but Bizman Daru Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyeh, בזמן that they were mekadosh al pi ha-reiyah, אין להוסיף לאבוי. When they will eventually be mekadosh al pi ha-reiyah, he says, they will come and keep 9 days of Chanukah. How exactly we would light it, the last day, I don't know, but maybe the extra day they will light again only 8, or maybe 9, because we find that the Chodosh and Simen Tov Rish'ayin, he comes and he brings down this question, why don't we light 9 days? And he says, you know why? Because Chanukah was the kind of represent the Nes, what happened over there, that they lit for 8 days, and also comes to represent the Mila. The Yevonim tried to come and to prevent Eden to doing a Bris Mila, and Mila is Nitno Lishmo, you know, you'll come and do the Mila after 8 days, and that's why Chanukah has to be 8 days. And we prefer to come and to cancel one day of doing 9 days of Chanukah, in order to remember what it comes to represent the Chanukah of the Nes of 8 days, and it comes to represent the Nes of the Bris Mila, what they came and what we came and we overtook the Yevonim. They made it, that's what he says. So maybe the 8th day will come and light again. The 9th day will come and light again, just the 8 candles.
But also the famous question of the
Beis Yosef. Yes, some... I saw they bring in the Shem, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that in Betzavitz, before I know what he did, Nachal brings it down to Shmoy, that's a tells on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, why don't we come and keep 8... Why we keep 8 days? The Chodesh, the Nes was only 7 days. So he kind of says, yeah, because one is fake of the Yom. So why in Eretz Yisrael, but we keep it 8 days? But that's one of the Tirmuzim. Okay. We say in Halanisim, we say Halanisim, ve'al ha'purkon, ve'al ha'gvurois, ve'al ha'tshuois, ve'al ha'milchomois, ve'al ha'yisenu, ba'yom mo'ayim, ve'zman hazeh. And then we go, b'imei masisyo ben Yochanan. If you look at the setup of the build-up of the Bimei Masiso, and if we come and let's look, you know, we have on one side of the Siddur we have the Chanukah, and one side of the Siddur we have the Purim. Let's look at, is it equivalent to each other? So it's actually built the same structure, the Nusach. Bimei Masiso Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, if we look at the tower, and this Siddur in the tower left, is Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther B'Shushan Abiro. What happened? Kshom dom malchus yisrael. So b'meir atisio. What happened? Kshom dom malchus yom anavesho alam chol yisrael ashkichom teirosefo. What happened in Purim? Kshom adalem homon oroshe. What happened? Bikesh le'arashmi le'aroig le'abed eskola yehudim na'ar ve'ad zokin tav v'noshi b'yom echol. And the same thing we find also in Chanukah. What did they want to do? Le'avir mechukir rotzoinecho ve'at abracham echo rabim. And the same thing. Ve'at abracham echo rabim. Or Fartus at Sosoy, and going back to Purim, the Kilkantus Machavtoi, Vashi Voisolo Gmula Meroyishoi, the Tolu Oisoi is Bonavalates. We find the same thing in Chanukah. What happened? Masata Gmula Bat Chaloshim. But then we find a very interesting thing, what we find only in Chanukah and not in Purim. Vekovu Shemoinas Yemei Chanukah. Why don't we bring in Purim also וקובו שני ימי פורים, פורים דה פרוזויס, פורים דה מקופים, פורים דה פרוזים. Why don't וקובו שמוינס ימי חנוכה? Only in Hanukkah we find the Vekovo. So we have to, it could be we could come and say according to this Megillah Steinis. We don't have the day Megillah Steinis, but the Gemara brings in the Gemara in Shabbos that you've given on the base. The Gemara brings there was a Megillah Steinis. Pashtus, this was in the end of the Yemei Bai Sheni. By, it was written by Hananiah ben Chizkiah. Lots and lots of days, about 30 something days, that they haven't happened all kinds of Tzoros Kalison. And says the Gemara, why? לפי שמחבבים את הצורס. כלל ישראל, או מחבב את הצורס? They like the צורס. They hug the צורס. So Rashi says, no, the ניסים. Not the צורס, the ניסים. And the Marsha asks on Rashi, the Gemara says, מחבב את הצורס. What you tell me that you're changing it? No, you didn't. They don't like the צורס, they like the ניסים. So the Marsha, the Chassam Sofer explains that way also, that Mechavim and Tzorah is because in Ochaname, sometimes after Megillas Esther, we see that sometimes the Tzorah itself is the Ness. Right? That's Esther, Megillas Esther, or Anochi Aster, Aster Ponai, sometimes in the Tzorah we don't recognize it, but in the Tzorah there is actually the Yeshua, the salvation is in the Tzorah, Megillas Esther, it's Melachim Nister. But we find this also in different many, many places. What could be the pshat in Rashi is that Mechavim is a tzoras, because when you come to thank on something, there's a way to thank. These people, you know, they don't like to speak bad. They say, you know, that one, that person, now he's healthy. Oh, so I understand, he was not healthy till now. You know, if you want to thank on something, you say, that person was not well, he was lying in a hospital, and he was a thing, mamish, he'd be out shouting and all this. And then you come and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu how he got out from that matzav, and now he is much better. So to come and sometimes to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to thank on the ness, on the miracle that happened, yes, we have to come and say, how bad was it then? How bad was it then? And then we appreciate, in Ochaname, what happened to us. And that's why, in Ochaname, over here, what is the ness? The ness is not only what they wanted to do in Chanukah. They wanted to come and להשכיחם מחוקי תרוסך. להשכיחם. And להעבירם מחוקי רצינךו. להשכיחם תרוסךו. So in Ochaname we come and we say, וקובו שמוינס ימי חנוכה. This is part of the thanking the ness. Thanking in Ochaname on the Tzorah. That not only they came and they didn't succeed to come and להשכיחם תרוסךו, we added more. We added more. This is part of the ness. We added more. You should know that not only over there in Ochaname, we added more. He wanted to come and to kill. We say, that's the became and he punished them much more than what he wanted to come and to do for us. They hung him on the tree. He wanted to hang only Mordechai. We hang also him and also his sons on the tree. And the Chanukah, what is the answer? More than what they wanted to do. They wanted to Lashkicho Mechukah Derosecho. Not only they didn't succeed to come to Lashkicho Mechukah Derosecho, we added the Kovu Shemoinas Yemei Chanukah Eilu. We added more Hoidois and more Leale. We should be Zoyche for lots of Nisim to be as good Meir Yomim.